Understanding the Holographic Universe, the Divine Matrix, and the Timeless Connection. Before I lead you in a guided meditation on this subject, I thought it would be good to give you some foundational information on the concept that we will be meditating on, so that when we get to the guided meditation, you'll have a much better insight into why it is constructed that way. In the realms of quantum physics and metaphysical exploration, concepts like interconnectedness, the holographic universe, and instantaneous manifestation often challenge our conventional understanding of reality, reshaping our perceptions of existence itself. But this is not some New Age phenomenon. What I am about to tell you is a common theme across various Eastern philosophical traditions, such as Buddhism, Hinduism, the Upanishads, and in Taoism. At the heart of this paradigm lies the notion that everything is interconnected like a vast net that contains an infinite number of jewels that serve as cosmic eyes, where each jewel reflects all of the other jewels, so that there is an infinite reflecting process occurring at all times, which represents the interconnectedness and interdependence of all phenomena. We too are one of these jewels. This perspective echoes the holographic principle, which suggests that the entire universe is encoded with every fragment of its being, much like a hologram, where each part contains the entire image and where everything is in constant communication at a fundamental level beyond our ordinary perception. In this view, space and time are mere illusions, and the true nature of reality is a seamless and timeless whole. When we apply these principles to the concept of manifestation and healing, it becomes apparent that there is no inherent separation between what we desire and the fabric of existence itself. In the holographic universe, there is no need for information to travel across distances or for time to pass for our intentions to manifest. Instead, everything we seek, whether it be healing, abundance, love, or any other form of manifestation, is always with us, everywhere, all the time, existing within an infinite matrix of possibilities. Any change we wish to see in our world, from healing for ourselves and our loved ones, to abundance and joy in our lives, doesn't have to be sent from our hearts and our minds to the places where it is needed, because it exists there already. Just as a hologram contains all of the original image in all of its many parts, and just as a vast net that contains an infinite number of jewels, where each jewel reflects all of the other jewels at all times, any change in just one part becomes reflected everywhere else. Therefore, once our prayers and meditations are inside of us, they are also instantaneously existing everywhere else. As the visionary philosopher Irvin Laszlo described, all that happens in one place happens also in other places. All that happened at one time happens also at times after that. Nothing is local, limited to when and where it is happening. Therefore, when we align ourselves with the frequencies of healing, abundance or love, we are not waiting for some distant moment to arrive. We are simply stepping into the reality that has always been available to us as one of an infinite number of potential possibilities within the quantum zero-point field or the divine matrix. In essence, understanding the holographic nature of the universe invites us to recognize our inherent connection to all that is and to wield the power of intention from a place of unity and wholeness. This suggests that we are part of a much greater system of many realities, within other realities, just as a reflection of a jewel in another jewel reflects within an infinite number of jewels within the cosmic web. Viewing ourselves in the universe from this perception gives us nothing less then direct access to every possibility we could ever imagine, wish, pray for, or meditate on that transcends space and time. The key to experiencing the power of these new potential outcomes is that we must think of ourselves in this new way, by discovering that the universe is not only within us, but that we are also an integral part of the universe itself, forever entwined in the dance of creation. In essence, we, as co-creators within our holographic universe, have the power to change the hologram of our world. All we need to do is make your future a present fact by assuming the feeling of your wish fulfilled, using the language of the divine matrix or the quantum zero-point field or God, whatever you wish to call it. Now, before we start the guided meditation, let's take a moment to simply breathe and be. Take some nice long deep breaths in, and as you breathe out, relax yourself into a state of relaxed, open awareness. If any thoughts enter your mind as you are breathing, simply let them in, observe them, and let them pass without judgment or attachment, whilst bringing your awareness back to your breath. Do this for as long as you need to, until you are relaxed but fully aware of your presence in each present moment. If necessary, stop this recording here until you are fully relaxed, and then start it again when you are ready for the guided meditation. There are three main parts to this guided meditation. They are the opening declaration statement. In this part, we tell the field, consciousness, God, what it is you are about to do in a single phrase or sentence, and we need to be concise. You can simply say something like, "This is a prayer of healing for my body," or "This is a prayer of healing regarding my loved ones / friends." The second part is the prayer code. What is it that you want to happen that comes from the place that has already happened? Give thanks and gratitude for what has already occurred. Give thanks and gratitude for the perfection in your body, the healing in your body, for the healing of your loved ones, for the abundance in your life, whatever it is. The key to this section is that you must feel whatever it is as if it has already happened with as many of your senses as you can. Feeling is the key. The third and final part is the closure. This is so beautiful and so powerful. In the closure, we're telling the field, God, etc., that it's already done. And for the closure, the text invites us to use the ancient Aramaic, La Alam Almin Amen, which means, I seal this prayer in trust, in faith, and truth. Now, let's do an example of a guided meditation. In this sacred space of stillness, I declare my intention for healing. Let us sink into the depths of our being, allowing our senses to awaken to the richness of this present moment. With each breath, I feel the gentle caress of the air, carrying the essence of healing and renewal. As we close our eyes, let the soft whispers of gratitude dance upon our skin, igniting a symphony of sensations. Visualize the vibrant hues of health swirling around you, painting the canvas of your body with luminous vitality. See each cell shimmering with divine light, pulsating with the rhythm of life itself. Allow the imagery to envelope you in a cocoon of wellness, embracing every aspect of your being. Now, bring your awareness to the sounds that surround you. Listen to the gentle hum of existence, the symphony of nature's song. Feel the harmonious vibrations resonating within you as you give thanks for the healing that flows effortlessly through your veins. Let the melody of gratitude reverberate in every cell, filling you with a sense of profound peace and serenity. Tune into the taste of abundance as it dances upon your tongue. Savor the sweetness of gratitude as it floods your senses, nourishing you from the inside out. With each sip of life, feel the richness of existence infusing every fiber of your being, leaving you feeling deeply satiated and content. And now, allow yourself to luxuriate in the tactile sensations that envelope you. Feel the gentle embrace of love wrapping around your heart, soothing away any tension or pain. Let the warmth of gratitude wash over you like a gentle wave, melting away any resistance or doubt. Allow yourself to be held in the loving embrace of the universe, knowing that you are supported and cherished beyond measure. As we bring this meditation to a close, let us seal our intentions with the ancient words, Allah Alam, Almeen, Amen. In this sacred act of sealing, we affirm our trust in the divine unfolding of all that is. With hearts wide open and spirits soaring, we release our prayers into the vast expanse of the universe, knowing that they have been received and embraced with love. Amen.